And holy cow.
It's almost freezing right now. In fact,
at night.
At the JF, my niece says her garden's froze 3 times.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
They haven't, and we, you know, but it's right there. It's been 34 quite a few mornings, and then it's 88, 89 in the day.
Yeah.
It's rain.
One more.
Surprising too, because the cows were eating them. And
they love them, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry about those. They have the crook fields. It doesn't make that much difference.
I figure if I can't get them to grow in my garden, I might as well let them grow and show me.
If you got anything, stuff's not growing in the garden this year. It's bad.
I just feel really bad, so it's hard.
As far as Lake Town and
the
Garden City area, is it mostly flood over there too?
I don't know. Do you?
I think they have a few more sprinklers than.
I know they do around the lake, but.
Further away from the lake. And
I think Yale never flood, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yale and Willis's.
But I'm trying to think, like, picture it. Some of it's flood, but.
A few lines.
I think I've seen a few more lines, but
not. This area up like Pickleville and Meadowville. But I don't know what. There's really not much irrigation up there anymore. They all houses now.
I've seen on Google imagery, it seems like they have a big part of flooding off the canal from the downhill side. It's all dry land up above. So.
Water meter. That's where I need Yale.
Do you want to try and call it?
Calling.
Do you want to try, Jace? Should we?
If you guys think it's worth it, or if you want to just guess, then
we can't make calls.
Just
whatever you
idea.
Say.
Worst case scenario, we don't answer.
Do you want to jump?
I don't care. Whatever you want.
I have such a crappy phone. Hope they can hear.
Just from asking Garden City to Lake Town, what's the most irrigated practice? They've got a few piped canals over there.
You made it to service.
Yeah, he's not paying, right?
No. Is that what he wrote back
on? I just thought he was building up the office.
We got enough open ditches. Still probably pretty high, but I know we got quite a few that we're starting to pipe now.
There's a lot piped, like Garden City area, right?
Yeah, we're starting to pipe all the Garden City area. Yeah.
But that's, I don't know. Well, let's see, tell that.
The flood is the main one. They're the same, aren't they? Mostly grasses and alfalfa. Maybe a three-way. Pivots, they got quite a few. I don't think they got too many wheel lines. They got quite a few, don't they? Up in the far.
They go back in there.
They don't go past that most.
Neither.
I'm not going to save any of those.
And they do grow more. They grow raspberries and corn. Doesn't anybody grow any that way, huh?
See, all this stuff I have no idea.
How much raspberry production do you have down there on the lake down there?
Hardly any anymore. I think there's only two or three fields left.
Yeah, there's not.
They lost everything.
What's the farm that owns the South Beach? Don't they have a fair amount of fields? No.
You know, I think it's just that Floyd did the drums of.
I was gonna say, isn't it just a few patches in like 10?
I think, yeah, most of them got that disease and got wiped out.
Well, they had that, within the last year or two, they had that Sunday morning local Utah.
Is that where those fields?
Showed all those fields that they regrew.
What's the Willis's that do that?
Yeah, we get to.
The garden thing.
That's Brandon.
Yeah.
Right. It's part of the high percentage of your overall production.
And they're doing that, are they doing that in greenhouses?
I think that, I'm not 100% sure, but I think somebody told me that.
A lot of us are growing in houses.
Yeah, they're growing in houses.
Probably put a few raspberry patches.
What was the guy that used to do the corn?
Lily White.
Lily White, do they grow anything anymore? Or is he gone?
I know Brandon does corn too. Brandon Willis, but I don't know if it's 5 acres or 1 acre or half an acre.
Person that does it too, I see. Anyway, she said that Abbott would be at the 22nd of August.
Having been to the fair this week, you know, it's kind of like, saw what they were producing.
We drove through there the other night going to Becky Schinkel's wedding. It was bad. I don't really want to go back too much.
And then just the traffic.
Yeah.
Was it at the farm?
No, it was in Bloomington.
Good enough.
It's like we went through the hole. It was a nightmare.
And we missed that place over there.
You still got cows over there?
No, we missed it. So the guy that does the cap or the glamping deal. Mm-hmm. They have it back though. When you take it back, things don't get better. We need more range. When you have 150 cows over there and you lose about 5 calves a year, they just seem to disappear.
So that many that disappear?
Every year. Mm-hmm. They get out and they just don't come home. So in fact, one year, one of our bulls got left there a while, and until January, I had to have Justin get all the brand inspector and get after this guy because he was like fall breeding his cows with our bull, and finally got him back. But it's kind of fascinating. All right. Anything else, Chase?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Can you tell me your name again? Because I haven't actually met you.
So I'm Cody. So yeah, I took Ben's position. So I'll be covering the water optimization up here in Cache County, Box Elder County as well. So I'll have a big area. But yeah, I'll try to focus on helping the NRCS too with this SFP and letting farmers know or in that they can apply for water optimization as well to get that extra cost share as well. Yeah, there's a few projects up here as well that I'll be coming up here to certify. I know Merrill's getting ready to have his certified and a few others. So I'll be in the area, and if you guys know of anyone who is interested in upgrading their systems or getting any funding, just have them give me a call, and I'll be doing the applications and helping Jamie up here too. She does a good job.
Okay.
taking applications for water out too. So I should be up here to help you guys. So.
Can you get your phone number? Is that?
Yeah. So it's 385.
385. Okay.
214-7261.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
B-R-K-L-A-C-I-C-H.
Yeah, it's took
me forever.
It's a tough
last name. Your last name?
Yep.
Yeah, spell it to me.
B-R-K-L-A-C-I-C-H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very many vowels in
there.
There's
a lot of them.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Replace it.
Yeah. We still have to pause it.
Yeah.
I probably.
So what is it?
It's Yugoslavian, Croatian now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Took me a long time to learn how to spell it when I was a kid.
I bet.
I bet the teacher argued with you.
Yeah, that's only two vowels, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
A lot of letters.
Even in college, I'm like, yep, I know it's me on the roll. They pause.
They
stare at
it.
Yeah, that's me.
It's like when I taught school, we had kids that were new in Saunders.
What's your title?
So the water optimization
water, okay.
Planner up there.
My friend married somebody the same as first name.
Yeah, what is your email?
So it's it would be C.
Okay.
And then my last name, BRK.
BRKLACICH.
At Utah.gov.
Perfect. Thank you.
I know.
It would be easier.
That's the worst when they want it over the phone. I'm like, I'll text it.
That way they won't mess it up.
Yeah.
So the guy that's replacing you did come, right?
No, he is. Showing sheep with the sun.
What's his name?
Ben Law. He was here last
time. Yeah,
last
that's
time.
What Jeannie said.
Yeah.
Okay. What about our next meeting? When do we want to?
September already.
This
summer.
Can't believe the summer. Almost.
It's like every week, it's another week's over. It's just flying. You guys will be driving here in the snow for rain over. Jace won't be, though. He'll be down where it's warmer.
And I'll still be coming Salt Lake, though. That'll be not near as much snow. I hope I don't make that pass anymore in the snow.
This pass here?
Pulling the trailer behind you?
Yeah.
That's the trailer with the kids. September 10th is when you have the next one scheduled.
Okay, perfect. Is everyone good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we make a motion to pass Sarah.
Okay.
And then to adjourn. Thanks, guys.
I'm sure to see your reimbursements come through in the next week or two. I was working on them. So Monday, I was working on them. So
we need to fill
reimbursement for.
Like you've done 1,000. Well, for this coming year.
Oh, okay.
Jeannie probably.
You always have to sign the
okay.
Contract.
Yeah, please take them. Take them home to your girls.
Take
like, yeah, take them all. I'm not taking any of those home, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it.